The Healing Womb, a meditation telecircle, is an offering from my heart to yours. I'm Laura Hegfield, hostess and guide. Make yourself comfortable, held in a container of silence. Take a few slow, deep breaths. Our practice will begin shortly. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Healing Womb, our virtual living room and sanctuary for quiet contemplation, meditation, growth, and healing. Through my windows, I'm watching snow softly descend, like little whispers from heaven, which is perfect for our practice today. This will be clear to you in a little while. While not everyone who is part of our circle is on the call in this moment, some will listen to the podcast later, I would like to welcome everyone now so we all feel connected and included and know with whom we are sitting energetically. Around me is a circle of paper hearts. Each heart has one of your names on it. Like a protective womb, this circle of hearts holds space for all of us. It is a container of compassion and loving kindness. Who are we? We are Anne, Anne Marie, Anita, Cheryl, Claire, Ernestine, Hannah, Jill, Jan, Karen, Karen, and Karen, Lisa, Noreen, Olga, Paula, Rose, Sheila, Terry, Viv, and me, Laura, and of course my poodle, Ellie, who, as always, I'm hoping will remain calm and quiet while we practice. Consider any barking or collar jingling she makes to be the same as any other ambient sound in your environment. Just sound, no need to attach your attention to it. If you're joining our call live on one of the extra phone lines I set up or listening to the podcast, but have not had an opportunity to contact me yet, I'm really glad you're here with us now, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. So if you have a sweater, jacket, or blanket, you might want to cover your shoulders or whole body with it now. Find a comfortable way to sit or lie down. Close your eyes. If you are reclining, it will be helpful to bend your knees if you're able for a few moments as we adjust for alignment. Now, whether you're sitting or reclining, inhale and lift your right shoulder toward your ear. Exhale as you roll your shoulder back and down, sliding your right palm beneath the right cheek of your bottom. Notice how the right side of your body feels more open. On your next inhalation, lift your left shoulder toward your ear. Exhale and roll your shoulder back and down, sliding your left palm beneath the left cheek of your bottom. Notice the spaciousness once again. On your next inhalation, feel your sternum rise, chest opening. Exhale. Inhale, elongate your spine from the tip of your tailbone to the crown of your head. Exhale, jaw relaxed, eyes soft beneath closed lids. Now slide your hands out and mindfully place them on your lap if sitting, or along the sides of your body if lying down. Palms are open, ready to give, ready to receive. Draw your awareness toward your heart. Breathe into and out of your heart. Notice the gentle rising and falling of your chest. If reclining, you may wish to open your eyes and set your gaze softly toward your toes to help you stay alert. If you do doze off, that's just what your body needs, and it's fine. Release your knees into a comfortable position. And everyone, just continue breathing into your heart center as I share a poem written by my friend Kel in Australia, who some of you may know from the blogging world at The X Factor. A Blessing for Those Seeking Healing by Kel. As the weight and worries of your world press heavily on your heart, crowding inside the cavity from which you breathe, put aside opinions of the many lettered ones, or advice from those who say what worked for them. Give yourself a moment, a morning or a day, to remember what it is that heals you. For when it all boils down, you know your body best. Listen, look, and follow the wisdom of your heart. Your medicine whispers softly. For those with ears to hear, it shows the way. For those with eyes to see, it may not be a cure. Instead, a balm of calm to carry you through the journey that must be. Let yourself feel it. That which expands and opens pathways for beginning and believing again. When your chest expands, inhaling pure, fresh air, simply know then you have found your medicine. We all know the poet's words to be true. Cure and healing do not always fit hand in hand. Some of us will never be cured from what ails us. Yet healing is a process that unfolds continuously throughout our lives, like our breath flowing in and out, our hearts beating rhythmically. By gathering in our circle, we are giving ourselves precious gifts, time to listen to the wisdom of our hearts, permission to be present to just this breath, medicines that soothe and heal us. Our meditation today will be yet another gift, a blessing practice. As we open our hearts with authentic intention to both giving and receiving what it is each of us needs most. We can only know what we need when we take the time to listen to our heart's healing wisdom. Breathe in and out of your heart. ask yourself, what are 4 essential qualities I need for healing in this moment? Examples might be compassion, patience, strength, peace, clarity. You don't need to think hard about this, just trust whatever 4 qualities you sense arising are exactly the medicine you need. And if there are not 4, but only 3, or 2, or 1, again, trust the wisdom of your heart. Listen for the whispers. Now form a blessing with each quality in this way. May I be blessed with. And we'll repeat the blessings in our minds one at a time, breathing them into our hearts. May I be blessed with. Exhale one of the healing qualities that arose for you. Then on the next inhalation and exhalation cycle, offer the blessing to all beings. For surely we all need the very same blessings at different times in our lives. Someone else needs the same blessing right now. So inhaling, may I be blessed with. Exhale, a heart whisper you received. Inhaling, may it be so for all beings. Exhale. May I be blessed with. Exhale, a heart whisper. Inhale, may it be so for all beings. Exhale. If you find your mind wanders away from the blessings, it is an opportunity to begin again. If you forget the qualities you started with or notice that the blessings have changed through the course of our practice, it means only that you need something different. Again, trust that your heart knows what you need for healing moment by moment. So continue offering blessings sincerely to yourself and all beings, and I will enter silence now. I'll ring a chime when it's time for us to return to the rest of our day. If you find yourself lost in a daydream or some pain has risen up, notice that and simply return to the blessing practice. May I be blessed with. May it be so for all beings. May we open to deeper understandings of what healing can mean for us. May we awaken each day to discover small blessings. And may we continue to choose gratitude for all the goodness that flows through our lives, no matter what challenges we may face. I am glad you've taken time to be with all of us here at the Healing Womb, supporting one another, supporting me, giving yourself this precious gift. I look forward to our next gathering here in the Healing Womb on Friday, March 9th. To learn more about other services I offer, such as spiritual direction, creativity coaching, and Lev Belev Soul Collage, please visit my website, www.shinethedivine.com.